the age of 19 I was young, I was keen, and I had just one burning ambition: to be a folk singer, a dope-smoking swinger, singing songs that were steeped in tradition. So I bought a guitar and I practiced real hard. I wasn't much good, but I was willing. Till to my chagrin, my girlfriend came on and she said, "Can you sing any Dylan?" I said, "No, no, a thousand times no. I'd rather see my lifeblood spilling. I'll sing anything, even God Save the King, but I just won't sing any Bob Dylan." And with my guitar, I travelled real far, trying to gain recognition. I sung the Wild Rover from Dundee to Dover, in pubs, clubs and in Seaman's Mission. I travelled the road for 7 long years, the pace, it really was killing. And everywhere I went, from Gwaida to Gwent, they would say, "Can you sing any Dylan? Boy, you? Boy, you?" I'd say, "No, no, a thousand times no. I'd rather see my lifeblood spilling. I'll sing anything, even God Save the King, but I just won't sing any Bob Dylan." Well, I struggled on, but the magic was gone. I only had a deep sense of failure. I thought then I'd blow to where all failures go, so I boarded a ship for Australia. When I landed at Sydney, the sun had shone down on a view that was lovely and thrilling. Till spotting my case with a smile on his face, Custom said, "Can you sing any Dylan, mate?" I said, "No, no, a thousand times no. I'd rather see my lifeblood spilling. I'll sing anything, even God Save the King, but I just won't sing any Bob Dylan." And ever since then, again and again, I've been asked the same bloody question. And I usually reply in me own quiet way with a totally indecent suggestion. But the last talk came one night at a local motel, where I had a young girl who was willing. As she slipped off her dress, she said, "I'll say yes, if only you'll sing some Bob Dylan, big boy. Oh, you big, big, big boy." I said, "You're on. I may be Scottish, but I'm not stupid." No, I said, "No, no, a thousand times no. I'd rather see my lifeblood spilling. I'll sing anything, even God Save the King, but I just won't sing any Bob Dylan. But I tell you, my friend, that was the end of all my traditional aspirations. If being a folky was gonna cut off my nookie, there was one way to end my frustrations. The next night I sang at my local folk club, where the audience as usual was milling. Till I took off my coat and I ruptured my throat, and I sang just like Bob Dylan. I'm killing them, people. Here we go. I mean, that thing was here. And that thing you think of. I like them, man. Here we go. 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 They better die tweaking all your things like they hold. No! No! Well, the times, they are changing. Well, the audience went wild, men's, women's, and child's, and they clapped till the raw hands were bleeding. And said, so to speak, that my style was unique and just what the Australian folk scene was needing. So all you young folkies who bash out a card, if you want to tame the top villain, Just murder good prose and sing through your nose, and then you'll sound deathly Bob Dylan.